They are one of the largest recipients of NIH funding. Their scientists played a substantial role in developing more than half the cancer drugs approved by the FDA in the last 5 years. Dana-Farber Cancer Institute has been making one advanced cancer discovery after another for over 75 years. At Dana-Farber Cancer Institute, what we do here changes lives everywhere. Find out more at danafarber.org/everywhere.
This public radio podcast is supported by the Society for Human Resource Management, meeting the challenges of a changing world, online at shrm.org. And by KeyBank Capital Markets, specializing in corporate and investment banking solutions for established and growing mid-sized companies. Visit key.com/KBCM.
Where the rebate checks are.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. I'm guessing most of those tax rebate checks are sitting in a bank account somewhere, or they went to a credit card company. People didn't spend the money in April when the checks started going out, that's for sure. This morning, the government said Americans spent less last month than they did in March, which was a slow month. Maybe because our income growth slowed down big time in April. I told you yesterday the CEOs of United and U.S. Airways were talking about a merger. Well, they did talk, but they decided not to merge. United CEO says instead his airline will take steps to size his business appropriately. I think we all know what that means. More now from Jeremy Hobson.
In a note to employees this morning, United CEO says the airline will not be merging with anyone for the time being. Seth Kaplan of Airline Weekly says that's not a surprise given rising fuel costs.
Mergers are almost unaffordable. Not everybody has perhaps $1 billion just for integration costs in the hopes that they'll maybe make $1 billion back several years later.
Things are more troubling for U.S. Airways. It's been rejected by Delta and United, and the rest of the legacy carriers are in talks with each other. Short of a merger, says Seth Kaplan.
You'd rather be an airline with good international exposure, with the planes and the hubs to be able to serve creative international markets where there's not going to be a lot of low-cost competition.
Kaplan says U.S. Airways has put in orders for some wide-body jets to beef up its minimal international service, but it'll be years before they arrive. I'm Jeremy Hobson for Marketplace.
One other airline note this morning. Starting next week, British Airways will slug passengers with another fuel surcharge. And I mean slug. BA is tacking on $430 to tickets for long-haul flights. Let's check in on the stock markets. The winning streak continues for the Dow. It's up 10 points so far to 12,656. The NASDAQ has added 10, and the S&P 500 is up 2 points. In Asia today, the markets ended 1% higher. European shares are up 0.5%. Oil's at 127 a barrel. The dollar gained against most currencies today. The most important cancer research meeting of the year takes place today in Chicago. One of the hot topics will be a new treatment for lung cancer. Janet Babin reports from our innovations desk at North Carolina Public Radio.
The new drug is called Erbitux, made by biotech company ImClone. It's already used to treat colon, head, and neck cancer. The company says Erbitux can also boost survival in patients with certain types of lung cancer. It'll release key trial results this weekend at the American Society of Clinical Oncology meeting. Wachovia analyst George Farmer is eager to see the details.
Everyone is looking at this data very keenly to see the benefit that Erbitux could provide. This could have great impact on how drugs like Erbitux are used in treating frontline lung cancer.
If the trial results are dramatic, prescriptions for Erbitux could explode. That would benefit ImClone and its partner, Bristol-Myers. But it could hurt Genentech. It makes Avastin, a different type of lung cancer drug. Lung cancer is the leading cause of cancer deaths in the U.S. and costs billions of dollars each year to treat. I'm Janet Babin for Marketplace.
Here's an innovation you can drink on the back porch. Beer from outer space. This weekend, Japan will harvest barley that's been growing on the International Space Station as part of some plant research. Sapporo plans to bottle it and sell it as space beer later this year.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by the Medtronic Foundation, partnering with patient groups, first responders, and physicians to save lives lost from sudden cardiac arrest. On the web at Medtronic.com. And by FINRA Investor Education Foundation, helping inform today's investor. Online at FINRAFoundation.org.
There was a big mix-up in China today. A news report said 1.3 million people had to evacuate because their valley might flood. Then the government said no, they were just doing a training exercise in case they needed to evacuate. Since the earthquake, there's been a lot of this chaos and confusion. But the silver lining is that there is a lot of money pouring in for aid. Our correspondent in Shanghai, Scott Tong, joins us now. Scott, what's been happening with that?
Philanthropy is not a very well-established concept the way it is in the United States. But after this earthquake, people and companies started giving money in ways they haven't during previous disasters. I mean, the latest tally is domestic companies in China came up with $1 billion just within a few days. Multinational companies came up with $500 million. So there's a sense that there might be a change happening here.
Scott, since you live there, do you sense this as being a permanent shift?
It's hard to know if permanent. What I do see is young people going around saying, did you just hear what that company just gave? Did you hear what this movie star just gave? And an important movie star in this conversation is Jet Li, the action movie star. His foundation is trying to get people to give regularly and to build it into their lives. So that'll be the question, is how long is this going to last?
And from what I understand about foreign companies who are giving in this situation, it's kind of a balancing act. It's a little bit of a double-edged sword, it seems.
Well, people do keep score here. There was a text message that a lot of people got last week, which said, you know, these multinational companies are what in Chinese are called iron roosters. They're the ones who aren't giving anything. They're cheap. McDonald's was one of them on the list, and Samsung. It turns out those rumors were all false, because all of the companies on the list actually gave substantial amounts of money. But the lesson here is this is an environment where we're before the Olympics. There's a lot of pride here in China. And the key for companies is to be on the right side of that sentiment.
Okay, Scott Tong, our correspondent in Shanghai. Thank you.
Okay, Scott. Thanks.
If you'd like to take the Marketplace Morning Report with you each morning, you can do that by checking out our podcast. The details are online at marketplace.org. In Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. Thanks for listening, and have a great weekend.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.